grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
All right, We Game Podcast. We back, and this time we got Akil came back to the show, and we got Tiff. We're going to leave it at that, because other than that, you're going to have to play us like you're playing Pity Pack. You feel me? We can't tell all our business, but we can give the principal the lesson. So it's okay. Everybody don't need to know everybody that's sitting in audio's We Game, our sanctuary. What we get to do. So here's the deal. You told a story. Basically, we're talking about if a person is... Basically, the scenario is we asking Tiffany from a woman's point of view about how she feels about a man doing things that he know better than, such as if he was to stay out late and mislead the woman.
Right.
And she's asking us as men, what do we think about this particular scenario? So let's set the, you know what, Tiffany, you the woman, you go ahead and set the scenario.
Okay. So here's the scenario. My partner, my husband.
Right.
She got real with it.
Yes.
Let it be known.
My husband.
Yes.
Went out with some friends, which I'm okay with. I'm completely fine with that. Called me at about 10 something last night and said, hey, I'm on my way home. Now, when I picked up the phone, I knew that he was drunk immediately. So I asked a few different times, do you want me to come and pick you up? He said no. Okay. I called him back a few times because I was concerned. You know, he is a black man in Houston, you know, driving. He is licensed to carry. So all of these things are going through my head. So...
Because he called you inebriated, mostly.
Right, mostly.
Not, it don't have anything to do with trust. Right now, at this point of the thing.
Right. No, not at all. No, okay. not at all.
It's his well-being.
It's his well-being. Okay. More than anything. Because, again, he's a black man. He's licensed to carry. I know that he's carrying.
Late night in Houston.
Late night in Houston.
Come in 2022.
Man. In 2022.
Right.
So, I am concerned for my husband.
And your children's father.
And my children's father, most importantly. After about an hour or so, I can't get a hold of him, so I leave the house. I'm looking for him. Finally, he calls me back, and I said, where are you? He tells me where he is. Okay, fine. I'm going back home because I'm out in these streets now,
right.
And I got my gun, and I'm black in Houston. Right. I didn't see two cops, and my gun is not hidden away. Uh-huh. It is right here.
I'm going to call you when I have some issues. I'm calling all the people with the gun because I don't carry a gun.
For real.
I carry teddy bears because if I carry a gun, I'm going to shoot a gun.
I carry a gun for that reason, because if something happens to me, then I need to be able to defend myself. The same for him. And it's legal, you know? Like, I'm carrying my gun legally.
And people crazy.
All right, sidebar. Let's go back to the... Because We Game is about growth, alignment, manifestation, and evolution. And so it's my theory that we are not really in control, and legalities can get us in trouble sometimes just because the people say it's legal don't mean anything. My testimony to that is that I don't carry a gun, nor does my mother, my sister, anything like that. And it's because the way we were raised, my mother raised us, is to have faith. And if we carry a gun, we only put ourselves in a position to be in more trouble because we're black in America, and anything that God wants to happen to us, gun or no gun, if it's for you, it's for you. That's the way it was raised. But however, I do get the precautions that people take under the notion that we have control,
right,
and that it would happen. But I also see the other side of having a gun too.
Right.
I just wanted to throw that in there for the people that are saying gun, because I want to give my views, because I don't want y'all to stop watching or stop listening to the show, because y'all talking about all his friends carry guns. Yeah. He ain't with those.
It's not like that.
You know, it's not like that.
It's not like that. But I do get it. And she's from Galveston, you know, down there. That's really where it's the Wild Wild West. It ain't Houston, y'all. It's Galveston.
Not too much on my Galveston.
Okay.
Not too much.
Okay, so you out, and you because he didn't answer, you got up and you went to go check the areas where he said he was and should have been, just to make sure he was all right, because he wasn't answering anymore.
Right.
Okay.
And again, it's not because I'm not trusting him. It's because I'm truly concerned.
Yeah.
So
at that point in the moment, you're concerned.
Yeah, of course.
Is it safe to say that there may be a bit of trust issue there because of the... The reputation of his integrity.
Okay. Maybe.
I say
because of actually, y'all been together a long time. Right. I don't know anything, and I'm being so honest. I don't know anything in particular about Kendrick. As a matter of fact, I have spoken on his behalf many a time. Just you know, because I love to see the family unit stay together. Right. So I don't know. You never come in here. You never dogged him out.
Right.
You have never come in here and said he is this. You spoke highly of him, so I believe you. But also, I just know in emotions when people violate our. You know, they don't have the integrity and they don't treat us right. Sometimes it messes with our emotions and our concern. We want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'd rather it be this than that.
Right. So, in my defense, no, I still was very concerned about his well-being. And let me tell you how I know my growth is coming. Because right. In the past, I would have been like, F that nigga, I'm going to sleep right now. And mm-hmm. didn't even care about, you know, what was happening to him.
Right.
This is growth for me because I was willing to go out, you know, leave my boys at home and go and look for him because I'm truly, truly concerned.
Because he's
and it's not just growth. It's growth, care, love.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things come in place for a woman to leave her nest egg with her kids at home to go out and look for the man of the house.
Okay, and I want to add that Akil is 26 years old and how we can learn from these young... Because a lot of people talk about how the next generation is all messed up and stuff, but it don't have anything to do with the generation more so than it has to do with what you instill in your children.
Right.
So Zach may be speaking like Akil when he grow up.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
So you checking on you left to go check the areas and he's not there.
I didn't even make it because in me going there, he called me and said, I'm on my way home. Okay, fine. I'm turning around. I'm going back home. Now, in the time that I get home, it only takes me a few minutes because I haven't traveled that far from my home yet. So when I do get home, I know for sure it's another 40 minutes before he even gets there. Because he called me initially at 10:46. I laid my head down at 12:42. And I did not hear him come in. And I didn't go to sleep immediately.
Okay. How far is the hole in the wall from your house?
Maybe, at that time of night, maybe 20, 25 minutes. Maybe. Okay? My thoughts, too. So, when I called
so
him
he should have been
today.
There doing the math. 10:45. He should have been there about 11:15.
Right.
Tops. 11:15.
Yes, tops.
Okay.
Oh, receipt time.
So this is the text message that I sent him before I fell asleep before I laid down.
You're perfect for the podcast. Let me tell you, because you better be transparent and teach these people something.
Right.
About transparency, because that's really what it's about.
Oh, my glasses at? Because I'm old and blind too.
I got mine right here.
Okay, so this is what my text message says at 12:36. Actually, 12:36, I said, my prayer is that you are okay wherever you are because clearly you are not at home like you said you were when you first called me at 10:46. Be safe.
You're not on your way home.
You're not on your way
home. Yeah, okay. Be safe.
Clearly, right. You're not at home.
Right.
So when I spoke to him today, no response to the message. And when I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, he was knocked out on the couch.
He didn't even come in the room.
So my question is, so we're at the point to where he's on the couch. He hasn't said anything.
Right.
He hasn't said nothing.
Nothing.
So when you were there, what was his demeanor like? His body language?
This is even crazier. Not sure what time he got home. When I woke up at 6 just to wake up out of my sleep, just to go to the restroom, I looked in the living room, not knowing what time it was yet. Looked, saw him on the couch. When I woke up at 7:30 this morning, he was already gone.
That's an issue of mine, host. Boy, I'll be in trouble.
I'm going to speak from both ends.
I'll be in trouble.
I'm going to speak from both ends because I think I can. One,
you can.
Honestly, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say I'm not human and I haven't done things in the past when I was younger, but today... I am not going to ignore your ticks or not acknowledge you or leave.
Right.
Because it just seems like you're carrying it. You, even if it's nothing going on, the disregard is enough to make someone
raises a few flags,
go crazy.
It gives me pause. Mm. Yeah. Like, nigga, if I would have done that, it would have been a problem.
I'm
going to
have to bleep your
it is what it is.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
She's saying that y'all this is how we talk.
This is uncut.
It is uncut.
Had it been me, it would have been a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, so what I'm saying
He left? He left when he woke up?
Yeah, he was gone already.
He was gone.
And I know he has a side hustle. He does he does some food delivery. I get that. I understand.
But in normal behavior, he's saying he's getting out the bed going now.
Right.
Right.
You didn't even make it to the bed. So, A, I don't know what time you got home. So now you can't say, oh, well, you got home at this time. Nigga, you know I sleep hard as hell. So I probably wouldn't have felt you even get in the bed. But more importantly, you did not even acknowledge. And you don't tell me you didn't see that text message, because I know you saw that text message.
Okay. Right, because we all see our text messages.
So when when I finally called today, after I got out and said, do you want to tell me what happened last night? And he goes, I don't even remember calling you. Okay.
And that's that?
And that's where I'm at right now.
So was he just drunk?
He was extremely drunk.
So was he drunk to the point to where he couldn't even make it to the bed, and he couldn't even remember to what happened the night before?
Is it possible that he was falling asleep at the lights? Did he fall asleep when he's drunk?
It is very possible, because he can fall asleep on a dime. However,
I don't know.
On the flip side of that, when I'm calling you, when I'm FaceTiming you, and then when you finally call me back and said, I'm on 45, and it still takes you another 30, 40 minutes to get home.
Yeah, so it's too many. It's too many unknowns.
It's a tough one.
And even with the unknowns, just acknowledging someone's feelings and what you may have made help them experience, in your lack of being responsible, basically, because you gotta be responsible to be home and whatever agreements that y'all have, you know, to be have integrity to keep that up. So,
and see, this is another thing. With him, like, God bless this man, but this man does not know how to apologize to save his freaking life. I don't know if it's an Aries thing, if it's a male thing. I don't know what
I'll speak on that real quick. And okay. I feel like I do have a problem with that myself. And it might be a man thing. It might be a pride thing.
I think it's an ego thing. And I don't think it's a man thing. I think it's just some people with ego and too much pride. And
But too much pride gonna have you without a wife and a kid in the house.
It will. And that's why it's something
100%
will. Or have him out the house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that sounds like I'm not going to give you any bright ideas, so I'm gonna be quiet. But what I will say is that for me, I probably would craft a letter, since he doesn't communicate well from what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this sounds like, back communication, because he could literally have been doing nothing.
Right.
But because of the integrity of the story and all of the unknowns, it's uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. And then he I know what's going to happen, because we've been here before. He's going to push it back on me to, oh, well, you don't trust me. Well, first of all, you've done some stuff in the past that allows me not to trust you.
Right. And honestly, you're trying to rebuild the trust.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, but, like, dude, meet me half freaking way. Like,
yeah, but he has to remember. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I've never been drunk to the point where I don't remember what I did yesterday at all.
I haven't either.
That's an issue. That's a flag. You don't remember at all. And there's too many things to point out that don't make the situation comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So, and he don't even want to have a conversation. He hasn't acknowledged anything. That's
what I would call adolescent.
Immature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
because he's
34
now.
Yeah, so I think, you know, honestly, it just takes a crafted way to where you're going to have to really, one, if you feel like it's a behavior that hasn't changed, I don't know how long or how often he does this, but if he's too inconsistent, then you're going to have to do the best thing for you. And here's the thing, doing the best thing for you will ultimately be the best thing for your family.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, your children may grow up letting people run them over because of what they see. And even though if you may not tell them your business, I know your children enough to know that they pay attention to everything.
Right.
Energy is real, so they can most definitely feel when something is off. And you think it's uncomfortable for you, but it may be even more uncomfortable for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which is how we get into these trauma bonds with our parents, because they're in the middle of your life decisions. And at the end of the day, the world will not end if you do what's best for you. You just may have to pivot and transition. We're not even calling it sacrifice no more. That's another thing. We're not sacrificing in 2022. We transitioning.
Yeah.
We transitioning because sacrifice just sound like you're losing something. There's nothing to lose, really. You have faith. We know what's going on your other end with the house stuff. So it's not a good time for him to be, because it's not a coincidence that he haven't thought. You don't have to think it all out for me to be able to see the bigger picture. Meaning you may have just what you need to make the move that is necessary to illustrate that I'm not going for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to communicate. I don't want to communicate about it. I want space. But you have to decide what you want to do for you without letting him be the reason why.
Yeah.
He's not your reason.
Right.
And you're not his reason. So there's no blame to be placed. The only thing we get upset with other people for is not having the courage to do what we know we need to do. And we'll say that that's love, but what it is lack of self-love, because you're allowing yourself to go through it. So you have to really, and honestly, even for me saying it, it's uncomfortable, but I'm your real friend.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you the truth,
right.
You have to stand up for yourself, and you don't have to worry about last night. You don't have to worry about anything. You have to do what you know you have to do, and it may
hurt. True, but she should still have a conversation. Some people
won't,
some people want clarity. So I don't feel, again, I don't know how your household works, and things work for different people, right, Audio? So I don't want, the way I would do things, the way I would go and approach the whole manner, I would tell him how I feel.
Yeah.
That's first. I would simply tell him how I feel and see what he says from there. But at the end of the day, I want to have a conversation with my partner. I want to see what my partner was thinking, what my partner was going through, and I want them to feel, or I want them to listen to what I have to say as well.
Right.
We need to get on the same page.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're not on the same page. We're not.
A thing I like to use with my partners is I like to let, sometimes if I were in your shoes, I would let it blow over until we back into that magical spot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we in that magical spot, so they think. You know, then I take that as an opportunity not to rehash the past, but to give you a chance to be empathetic and sympathetic towards what I'm feeling.
But it's tension, though. If you do that, it's
but
tension.
The tension may raise if she go and he, we point the finger at her, put it back on her. So,
then that's going to give her enough signs to tell what she needs to do.
No, because see, she's going through a lot right now, so you have to pick her battle.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
So this is the thing. Sometimes, because we're not in control of other people's actions,
right.
You have to literally decide what it is you're going to give to it. You got to give it. Now, here's the thing. You know, and you have things to be, as much as that may be something that is bothering you, there are a lot of other great things going on where the universe, God, Jesus, whatever you believe in, has given you signs that all is not bleak.
Yeah.
And there is hope. This may be something, but you only can do what you can do. You cannot control him. You can't make him learn. You can't express to him. Like I said, I thought a letter, you know, maybe in some time before the house, go spend the night, go and relish in the house. Go drop your sorrows off there, pack and do something freeing. And communicate effectively, but don't answer too much. Don't get too involved.
Right.
This is what it is.
Exactly.
You have a decision in my life, and just like I have a decision, you don't have a decision. The only decision you have is what you're going to do moving forward. And I'm not there yet. I'm not trying to be that extreme, but I need to do this for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to approach that, because you're going to set an example of what you're not willing to deal with without having a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you have to break that habit of the cycle of, we've been here before, okay, I forgave
right,
you.
Right, right. I'm tired of that. And with all that I have going on in my life, like, that's it's not like, a battle.
It feel like a slap in the face because it's like, you know what I'm going through. And here's the thing. That's not to say that what you're not going through not affecting him. Well, he could, it, benefit of the doubt, he could be very well sleeping lights, stayed an extra 30 minutes when he said he's on his way with his friends, having a good time, and trying to, you know, appease you instead of just being honest and you're not even asking to be appeased.
Right.
And it's just a miscommunication. Yeah. And that could be it. But some people don't know how to recover from miscommunications. They automatically take for granted that they think that you are going to react to them a certain kind of way,
mm-hmm.
and they based on the past, and so they kind of clam up,
right?
You know, and you know, you could be sometimes it can be intimidating when you do have a track history, and you kind of get defeated, like you don't think what you think anyway,
yeah.
You know, no matter what it is, and that could be a factor, but how do we address that? Is by being compassionate enough to do what we need to do for ourselves.
Right.
And giving them space to think about how they value you and what they want to bring into your friendship and your relationship and if y'all going to be able to get back on track and be there for each other like that. And that's the real deal. And it's one of the moments, like I said, you have to, you know, we talked about it before, you know, he is younger.
Yeah.
And y'all been together a long time and there may be some resentment for his decision to settle down so fast.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how young are you?
How young am I?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 46.
46.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can see your frustration because it's, like you kind of said, it's kind of a lack of immaturity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 34, and they've been together since...
Oh, God, for Zachary's 13, so 14 years now.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and
it's
so,
a long time, yeah.
So, I think... You know, it's funny, I have a relative that married someone young, and she went through some of the same things and kind of bothered her a little bit. I think it wasn't as complicated because they didn't have biological children mm-hmm. together, but they still together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, they had their space apart, and then he was in that space. Maybe they both got a chance to go out and experience a freedom and see that it was the best thing to be together, or the best thing to be a part.
Yeah.
But y'all may need space. And
how much space?
That's the question.
Well, it start off with just maybe like I said, you got an opportunity before you get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the light is on, I don't know what's going on, but maybe go out there, tell Zach, explain, tell some good stories, remember the past, the good times, and you know, just pray on it. And just let that be
reflect.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because you're not in a good space and you don't want to make a decision because of the space you're in that later on you realize both of us weren't in a good space and look, we didn't hurt each other's feelings.
Yeah.
We fought, we didn't get this, brought this energy in. It's hard to kind of come back from it because it just is what it is.
Okay, so Audie, are you saying that there's some things maybe in their past that you feel like they are still trying to...
I think as you grow, growing together... Sometimes you're not growing at the same pace, and sometimes I may have been there already.
Right.
But if I choose to be with you, and I choose for you to be my partner, then when you get to where I've already been, then I may need to grant you the same patience someone had with me.
Right.
Or if I never had to go there,
that's deep.
I may need to consider my decision moving forward. How much of your growth. How much of myself I want to give to your process?
Yeah.
Like it's not a wrong or right way. It's just a way that you can do it with in love that they may not understand, but it kind of leaves them stuck in the middle of instead of feeling undervalued. Like I value and I love you, and the truth is, before we get here, let me just tell you right now, this is what has for myself. This is not a decision that you have a choice in. This is for me. I'm not asking for permission. I'm not, but before that, you need to have a self-talk to say, I don't know what is going to be a result of this.
Right.
But I'm prepared I have faith in God and higher power. I have faith in what I believe in and what I know to do this for myself because I know this is going to bring me a level of peace, and I'm grateful for peace.
Yes.
And I want to be able to make that decision instead of living in chaos in my head, even if it appeared that I'm at peace. Like, I want peace of mind in my head, and we can do, and then everything else is going to be just you doing what you have to do for you. And sometimes in relationships, that's hard when you love someone.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, but you do have to think about how much of yourself you give. I'm a testimony of that. Like, how much of myself can I give to this?
Thanks.
You know, without sacrificing, not losing myself, sacrificing myself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you sacrifice.
Right.
Everything else is not sacrifice. You ain't sacrificing, you're sacrificing your peace of mind. And now you can lose that. But other than that, you can transition into a space where you can be at peace of mind and be grateful that you had the opportunity to have the experience to be able to do that. And just be hopeful about the future and know your worth.
Yeah.
And know what you brought to the table. And if it's all what it's supposed to be, it'll be what it's supposed to be. And you never know. You free yourself and you never know what might be on the other side of the tracks. You know? Just never know. Yeah. I think being alone kind of drives us crazy a little bit too in this crazy world.
You gotta know how to be alone first, right?
Well, yeah, that's what Diane Carroll talked about before she died. She said she was married 4 times because she had to learn figured it out, you know, she was old by herself. She said she realized that she never knew how to be by herself because she was so caught in the persona of who she was, mm-hmm. as Diane Carroll. And so I think on a base level, I use her as an example, but I think in the real day world, we get caught in a persona of what we were. So I did hair and I've done this, you know, for a long time, and some people may not perceive me as a talk show host or a musician or an actor. They may not perceive me there because they only get caught up in the persona. And if I let what people perceive me as limitate me to who I am, when I know who I am and know what I can do, then I'm only feeding into what they believe about me instead of exuding what I know about myself. And what you know about yourself is that you strong, you had a father, and you've seen good and bad, and you've experienced, and you made choices to be, and it's a good deal, but y'all, you just got to do what's best for you to get the best out of it, and he won't have a choice in that, and that's the hard part, and then you don't have to worry about him apologizing, you know,
because
you are being made the apology to yourself. You say, you know what, Tiffany, I'm sorry I let myself go through this.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with this too long. I want to free myself of this. I want to free him of this.
Yeah.
I want to free my children of this. I want this to go away. You know what? I can be your... I love you so much. I can be your friend.
Yeah.
And I can be your friend. And I'm your friend now. But before I can do anything for you, I got to start doing it for myself.
Yeah. I received
that. Yeah. And so that's a simple say, as I would say. It's simple to say it. And I am no saint. I have issues, you know, deal with it. I just keep that grounded in my head. That first principle is that love thyself. You know, how can you love anybody? How can you be good for anything, anybody, children included, if you're not in the space of, you can do your best in that space, but you could do better in a state of mind, a state of peaceful mind, not worrying, letting go of that issue, letting go of, you know, letting them know how real it is.
Yeah.
You know, hey, when this is up, this is what we're doing. And we'll see how it goes after that.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm here for. That's all I can do. And if they say, you know what, well, I quit. Okay, well, I have to respect your decision for yourself, you know? And it might hurt. I might cry in front of you. I might cry behind you. I might walk and go have a drink and move on. It just depends. But as long as you're doing what you won't resent him if you do what you need to do for you.
Yeah.
And that is the lesson of the day today for the podcast. So guess what? We gonna go because we about to glow. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to the We Game podcast with your host Audio.
Show your support for the We Game podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game podcast is part of a Grow production company.